نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, our creator, our sustainer, who has bestowed many, many bounties and ni'mats upon us, we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ummatihi ajma'in. We are at the doorstep of a great month of the year, the greatest month of the year, that is Ramadan al-Mubarak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our example, our guide, our teacher, our master, our imam, everything after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Ta'ala used for Himself the word Rahman Rahim, most beneficent and most merciful, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala Himself used the word Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for universe. So that Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is nothing but mercy and full of mercy, not only for Himself, not for the Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een, not only for the believers, even for the non-believers, even for the animals, for every makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmat and the mercy. Always wishing for the best, not for himself, but for the whole ummah of his. That ummah which through the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed that there will be many will not follow his way of life. When every week amals will be present, twice a week amals present to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. There will be those amals of the ummah coming to him and he'll receive which will please him, make him happy. But on the other hand, through the same ummah for whom he made a lot of sacrifice, will receive the amals which will make him sad. But with all that, always shown rahmat and the mercy. When he has to go through the most difficult time of his life, when there was not only do and die, more than that, and nothing from his side whatsoever, any fault, any problem, only because the arrogance and stubbornness, the ummah go headlong against his teaching, not prepared to accept, but even punish him for what he is doing him a favor, but still he has to go through punishment. When Allah Ta'ala sent the angel himself requested Allah, O Allah, how can you see your greatest, for whom we have been created. He's going through such a time. Send us to help. He said, if you want to go, you go yourself. When he came, he said, Allah, send me Allah Ta'ala. I said, no, we requested Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is there. We can make these two mountains get close to one another and crush them. No. If they're not accepting someone in their progeny, they will accept. So full of mercy, full of rahmat. He knew that what is the value of this great month, and he never kept it secret for himself. But he tried his best to put the ummah to benefit from this rahmat, mercy of Allah, rahmat of Allah, of the month of Ramadan. Therefore, he was preparing from 2 months before, himself and sahaba kiram, the ummah, make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, balighna Ramadan. End of the Rajab, a great gift of salah, that makes a person more motivated and get more close to Allah Ta'ala. Reminder for the great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And way to get help from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That's not few days never pass and day again a big night comes. Laylatul Bara'ah, 15 Shaban. And here Allah Ta'ala say, my doors are open, come prepared. Come do whatever little you can do. That was not enough, but still when it's coming to an end now, 2 months reminding, a last day before, as we are facing today, more or less we are in the same situation. When this Mubarak, words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave a special speech, special program. Was not a normal Jummah talk, but gather, special request. Sahaba Ikram must gather. And once again, reminding that a great month is coming. قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. A great month adorned upon you is already مُبَارَكٌ, full of blessing, barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made night ibadat and the day ibadat. So these are the ibadats make you gain and get the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ibadahs are the ways of getting. Otherwise, everyone would have made their own assumptions, their own ways, and many would not even do anything. But direct shafat from the rahmat of Allah is through those a'mals, in through these ibadahs. Ibadat of the day is a fasting, ibadat of the night is tarawih. It is a must. Besides that, all of the ibadahs, option obviously, that's one. A true believer will look for the more and more and more and ways to acquire more and more rahmat and make the best and the very best of this month of Ramadan. As we are on the doorstep today, tonight, today is 29th of Sha'banul Mu'addam. System of Islam, teachings of Islam, teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 29th of the month, you see the moon. You try to look for the moon. Every month of the Islamic calendar, not only the Eid, but every month is a teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is an ibadat, is an act of reward, which many of us forget. We don't ignore, but we forget. Mu'min, the true mu'min, will not ignore anything. He forgets. Allah Ta'ala made him insan is from nisyan, forgets. And Allah knows. So Allah will not hold us responsible for that. But whenever being reminded, now we have to try and follow it. The guideline for us and the rule of Islam is 29th Maghrib, you try and observe the moon sighting. If you see it, It never say whether is there, moon is there or not. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that moon has to be so many hours. This is all shaitaniyat, we can say, to drift us away from the real belief of Islam. No, everyone. How many hours moon? What do you think? When will be the? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decided from before, then He would have said, right, 29 is there, 38 is there. No. So no one knows. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moon can be there, but the condition is to see. 29 you don't see. Complete the 30 days, the month cannot have more than 30 days. So if the moon is sight tonight, for us, as our country, where the hemisphere, whatever areas covers, authentic information we get, then alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made the month of Ramadan bigger for us tonight, and the Taraweeh takes place, and the tomorrow first fast. Also very important, like as last few years we experiencing things, everything people want to make joke out of it. Like a mockery out of it. With no proper information, no authentic information, and here they start, no, moon sighted, where is sighted, certain place, nobody knows. And it creates lots of havoc. But people don't realize. That's why, make sure when you hear any news, any information you get, any message come on the phone, especially phone is an instrument, good you get out of it, and a very bad also you people make out of it. And this is one of the fitna and mischief. Mischief makers look, and you don't know who, where it comes from, Allah knows best, but many a time from within us. Best way, whichever masjid we are performing our daily salah, get Isha salah to the masjid. The Imam Sahib announces, alhamdulillah, because we are linked to the Jamiatul Ulama, and the whole body of the Hilal committee, body, whole country, Ulama unanimously, they take a decision. If somebody says, we saw the moon, okay, where you saw? Certain place, right. How many witness? Get the witness. Who they are? Are they people who reliable, authentic people? They will not speak lies. They will not play fool with the deen. Then they pass decision. So first thing, when the month of Ramadan begins, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala giving us this great month, blessed Mubarak month. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lots of emphasis he put that Allah Ta'ala made this month special month for us. Once he comes to the member, first step he takes, he says Ameen. Second step he says Ameen. Third step he takes, he says Ameen. Sahaba kiram, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they inquire, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, today something strange, normally we don't see this. Whenever you're going with the member to give khutbah, silent, and then you begin your khutbah. But today, something strange. Maybe something for us to learn. There's no questioning. They're not objecting why you did this. No, you what? Something for us to learn. What we have to learn from this action of yours? He said, this I never do myself. I was told to do it. And who can tell him what to do? Is the only one above him is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel Isaatu Wassalam to come by me, and three declarations, three du'as, three badduas, whatever we can say. You say, I will say, and you must say, Ameen. One step says a curse for the person. Normally Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, full of mercy, rahmat. But for us to be warning, deterrent, Be careful. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim. Fair enough. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala got a system in life. Whenever we do wrong and somebody says, but this is wrong. No, don't. Allah Ghafoorul Rahim. This is arrogant. This is a making mockery with Allah Ta'ala. You think we have a system, Allah got no system in life. If somebody comes in our house and start jumping in our house. No. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Leave him. Say that. No. Somebody comes in the shop and just takes one chirping only. Not even 5 cents. Same time, the praman. A person working for you makes one mistake. First one, watch. Second, third one, you're gone. There we don't say, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim, don't worry, leave him. We can't tolerate one small thing. It means, Allah, we have a system. We got everything perfect running very well. Allah, no system. Anything can go by Allah. No. You can't take advantage of the quality because Allah Ta'ala got a one side Jannat, on the other side He got Jahannam also. And Jahannam, said, no, but Jahannam is for the kafirs. If the mu'min doesn't follow iman, he can reach to the level below the kafir also. That's why the 7 layers of Jahannam. The lowest, the most punished one is not the kafir, not even shaitan, is the munafiq. Where munafiq come from? Where hypocrite come from? From the mu'min. Who perform salah, give zakah, do everything. But then heart is not happy, not convinced that what I am following is the right. Not convinced. Allah Ta'ala save us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, make dua. Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa-shirki wa-nifaq wa-sum'ati wa-riya. And because of hypocrisy of ours, throughout the world, our own brothers are suffering. 90% if you see, is not the kafir alone who have authority to punish our brothers wherever they're getting punishment, is our people's hypocrisy helping them. From within. Warna uski kya majal hai? Kuch nahi kar sakta wo. One la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar once. Ijar gir jayegi unki. Lekin hypocrisy from within. That's what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is saying, your heart will not accept, but command come from Allah, you have to say Ameen. And curse for your own ummah. First step. A person find himself month of Ramadan and he don't get forgiveness from Allah. Forgiveness not in our hand, in the hand of Allah. But it's so obvious. It's like a person in the open field and pouring 1 hour rain and there is nothing on the head. The person says, no, I don't want the benefit from rain. He's looking for some way, don't get. Rahmat coming, mercy coming. So who to be blamed? So much Allah's rahmat come, that person can never, only a person who a real unfortunate, a real gone case, will be deprived, will not benefit. Otherwise, let's say even little while, 30 days, 29 days I'm giving you, little few minutes at least, some do something. Get, I want you to get rahmat. But the person don't take advantage of that, comes and pass and gone, that means nothing. Sometimes we feel, but how can? Unfortunately, there are people in our own areas. Ramadan come and go. After Ramadan, Eid finish. What's Eid day? What's happening? You Muslim, yes. You know Ramadan. You don't even know Ramadan came. Eid be over. Chale, khalas. Allah Ta'ala save us. When the iman, when the person gives a break, you're neutral. The chances of going back more than going forward. So person don't make effort on iman, just relax that no, I'm a Muslim, is okay. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. So slowly, one day you leave one nafal option, action, then you leave the sunnah, is the only sunnah, then you leave slowly, go to the faraz. Then the faraz is gone, then Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, say Ameen. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's instruction, Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message, and Ameen of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stamped, sealed. Now nothing can change. Second step, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who find, curse that person who find his parents in the condition where he could help, where he could take their du'as, make them khidmat of this, show kindness to them. They wanted his khidmat, they were in need of his help, but he never paid attention. Curse. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen. Third step. Now this is, it is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam direct himself, that curse for that person in front of whom your blessed name is taken and he don't have courage, don't take time to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever we hear Muhammad or Rasulullah, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if softly, but say it whenever. Only khutbah taking place. Only time when the khutbah taking place in Arabic from the Jummah member. Then you hear Muhammad, you don't say loud, then you say softly in your mind. Because at that time, you're not allowed to do, no, even namaz at that time not allowed. Quiet and hear. This shows the importance and the value of the month of Ramadan, why other two points are also great. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my ummah, given a special gift. This ummah will fast. Allah ta'ala got the 8 doors of Jannah. One door, Babu Rayyan. Rayyan is the name of the door. So when we keep the person's name, Rayyan, pronounce properly. Because we like to change the names. Somebody will say Ran. Somebody say Ran. Change, Rayyan. A special door that is only for those month of Ramadan come, they observe and they used to keep fast. When the people going to keep fast, so many hours they will not eat, there will be odor from their mouth. Maybe people around sometime they may not be very happy. But Nabi Kareem Sahasam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that odor which emanates from the mouth of a fasting person more than even the musk. Musk is the highest of the perfume, attar, whatever you call it, a fragrance. More than that, Allah loves. Allah Ta'ala commands all the creations to pray and make dua for the people who are fasting month of Ramadan. And mention the big creation, the biggest in numbers, that till today, nobody in the world has reached to that authority or that ability to count the numbers of that creation that is a fish in the ocean. Whether big or small, just take one. We always, it's easy for us to understand. Every year when the sardine season comes, nobody knows where they're following for weeks and months, and billions of rands they're spending. Where it's coming from, where it's going, till today no answer. One into billions. That even free nobody want to take time comes. That one, only one of the one lot of that millions like that. And the whole ocean together, how much? Imagine we, bichara, sinful person, ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in. Here everyone make dua for us. And that great Allah tells them to make dua and they make dua for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it more easy for us. That whole year we make excuse. You know, I want to do, but you know, shaitan is trouble. And it's a real, it's a truth. Some, we go extreme sometime. Sometime you find some people say, no, what's shaitan? I don't believe in shaitan. That's also wrong. It's a proof from the Quran. So you can't deny that. On one side, people hold so much to shaitan that they start making ibadat. And they make it legal, shaitan worshipping one of the religion. Allah save us. Quran Kareem says, shayateen, so many times words shayateen mentioned in the Quran. So one side, you have to believe that shaitans are there and is running in our blood. and misguide us. And always sitting poison. When the person makes zikr of Allah, takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, when the person is stopped, then starts doing his work again. On the other side, he says, no. So one side, you don't believe in shaitan. One side, he says, no, shaitan, never mind. So both, the middle part, shaitan, we have to ask Allah Ta'ala protection. The whole year, we can put blame. Obviously, the answer for everyone's question, first from the heart it comes. We know how far truth we are talking. Blame we putting on the shaitan. But it's not always, all the time, all the blame go on the shaitan. Because shaitan don't force, don't catch us and make us do wrong. Or keep us away from the masjid. Person sitting in the car drive, you put the forward gear, you put the reverse gear. No, doesn't. You can't blame shaitan. Because you got authority, but not one until certain extent, not beyond. Allah say, okay, you blaming shaitan, holy, I accept. I created him, I put it on you, no. But month of Ramadan come and now you are not coming right. You can't blame shaitan because I locked the shaitan's up through you. Now even if we still not moving forward, still moving backwards or still in a neutral, it means not shaitan because shaitan's are locked. Allah Ta'ala says, don't trouble people of my ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't trouble them. That is, imagine how much love Allah Ta'ala have for us. That for our, how, what, everything He'll do to make us right and keep the wrongs away and keep us away from the wrong. Tell the shaitan, don't spoil ibadat and the fasting of my ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're locked up. But sometimes person says, but in, they're locked up, but it's still Ramzan, lots of wrongs. So the level of Iman, according to the level of Iman, person will feel. If the person pushes car for so long, so many meters, now you suddenly leave it, car won't stop. It will still roll a few meters more. And nobody is pushing because so much push he got. Shaitan gave so much push 11 months and now we're not putting the brake. So what's going to happen? Carry on rolling and he makes sure push so much that 30 days carry on rolling, he'll push again, carry on. But here the brake comes for us. Taraweeh, iftar, then you got sahri, then you got fasting, then you got Quran. All these are the breaks. No. It won't work now. Now I will ask Allah Ta'ala so much that you can't push me next year. Even if you push me, but you won't be able to push me so hard that I go 120 speed. Maybe it will just go 100. But next Ramzan, even that, I'll go only 80. Your push won't work so much. It'll govern. You know, go, used to go Hajj before. Kai sahab, Hajj me jate the, go Makkah, Medina, bus. You can go only 80, not more than that. Outside it looks it's going to go 300, but only 80 is governed. So we get our Ramadan so much, go after Ramadan, govern, shaitan, push, you can't push more, only 80, you can't push more, because you got enough power now. Allah Ta'ala make it such, that we spend the best Ramadan. Once again reminder, tonight, today is the 29th of Shaban. Islamic rule, see the moon. People say, no, so many hours. Hours got nothing to do. The birth of the moon got nothing to do in Islamic law. Islamic law is 29. You see the moon, if you don't see, complete 30, and then next day, obviously, there is no worry. Even if you don't see, after that, Taraweeh starts in the fast. And the first ibadat is Taraweeh. Very important point to remind her. Before we start Taraweeh any place, find out who's reading, how many reading, what they're reading, how, what space. So then you won't have a problem whole Taraweeh. Otherwise, every year, this one reading slow, this one reading fast, this one looking ruku not right, that one sajda not right, that one's pants is not right, that one is topi not right. Complain and complain and complain. Whole month, and goes like this. So first you decide where your mind is happy. You can never be happy. One person came to Ustaz and says, give us a person who don't make one mistake. He says, "Just I got a person for Jibreel alayhi salam. You give us a person, don't make one mistake. Rabbi, Musalla is not a play, it's not a joke. We try and stand, then we see." So, spend Ramzan correctly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, month of sabr. Month of sabr, it means lots of things will happen, it will not be your liking. So sabr. You go masjid, fan you don't like, go stand where there is no fan. But now you start commotion? No. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, month of sabr. Before anything else, he said sabr. Not only for the kafir sabr, for within us among themselves, we have to sabr. So for us, not to get under pressure and spend the Ramzan correctly, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.